Hello, I'm Cara Dahl Russell, and this is Harp on This, a special edition called Harp Goes Pop. At a very young age, harpist Ketrin Finch has made an international name for herself, both by crossing over from Irish harp to concert harp, but also for being named harpist to the Prince of Wales, and also known for the perennial scowl in all of her publicity pictures. Playing here with the Prague Philharmonic, Carl Jenkins conducts his own work. Part of a harp concerto, this is the final movement, Café Vamp Latino. Thank you. a work influenced by both the Paraguayan harp and by Shostakovich's jazz music for cartoons, the fourth movement of his harp concerto, Café Vamp Latino, the work of composer Carl Jenkins, who also conducted the Prague Philharmonic, with harpist Ketrin Finch. We began this special edition of Harp on This, Harp Goes Pop, with the work of swing-era harpist Ruth Berman and her orchestra. In the 1960s, another harpist took over that mantle, joining the Verve Jazz Combo label, Dorothy Ashby. After studying piano at Detroit's Cass Technical High and Wayne State University, she emerged as one of the leading jazz harpists in the country. And she was, in 1952, given the Downbeat International Jazz Critics Award. As a creative artist, she felt she had something important to say, but was discouraged because of the lack of the popularity of her chosen instrument. So this new venue of jazz gave her the perfect forum. Her name became synonymous with this smooth jazz and beautiful harp stylings. Here she plays two works by André Previn from the score of Valley of the Dolls, the theme from Valley of the Dolls, and the song Come Live With Me, Dorothy Ashby playing the harp with the Verve label Jazz Combo. Thank you. We've just heard the magnificent Dorothy Ashby, jazz harpist, who was legendary and trained a couple other women who have followed in her footsteps. Jazz harpists, very hard to come by. She played the work of André Previn from the movie Valley of the Dolls, the theme from Valley of the Dolls, and Come Live With Me. Of course, in all popular music, in all different cultures, the harp has been associated with lullabies. It doesn't get much more popular than music from a Walt Disney film. Peggy Lee and Sonny Burke wrote La La Lu for Lady and the Tramp. It's played here by harpist Melissa Tardif Dvorak. Harpist Melissa Tardif Dvorak playing a work from the Disney film Lady and the Tramp, the lullaby La La Lu, composed by Peggy Lee and Sonny Burke. We continue with lullabies on our Harp Goes Pop version of Harp on This, with works by Cantaluba, arranged by Lee Musiker, and a Caribbean lullaby popularized by Leo Brower called Sleep Baby Don't Cry, sung by Heidi Grant Murphy, accompanied by flutist Laura Gilbert, violinist Mary Hammond, and Stacey Shamus playing the harp. Thank you. We close out our special Harp Goes Pop edition of Harp on This with Richard Rodney Bennett's arrangement that has set the standard for all other arrangements of the Caribbean lullaby, Sleep Baby Don't Cry. Before that, Lee Musiker's arrangement of Cantaluba's Brazierola, sung by Heidi Grant Murphy, accompanied by the internationally acclaimed chamber trio Ariole, Stacey Shamas playing the harp, Mary Hammond playing the violin, and Laura Gilbert playing the flute. I'm Cara Dahl Russell. Join me again for Harp on This.
Harp on This is produced in the studios of Delmarva Public Radio, WSCL Salisbury. Funding is provided in part by the Maryland State Arts Council, the Salisbury-Waucomico Arts Council, and by listeners like you.